You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I would love if Nick Sirianni got to the podium in 15 minutes with this song behind him. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Jill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. We're going to hit you with a third clue for Hugh's Clues coming up in a second here. Jolly, we appreciate him joining us for Jolly vs. Jillio. Sounds like I might be in for a second debate today. Rumors I might be on the afternoon show later for another debate.
For what?
Rumor. Me and Ike, apparently. So we'll find out if that's fully a good to go. It sounds like it is.
Are you prepared for this?
In some sense.
Do we know what the debate is?
It may be about the future of the Sixers. So I'm usually ready for those debates. Usually ready for those. All right, Nick Sirianni coming up at 12:45 today. We'll play that for you as he gets a contract extension. We await the vote for the Tush Push here. Of course, this hour, 94 WIP fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance from your vehicle, nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane. We'll do Cheer Card 94 only at Sunoco. All right, I got to ask you guys, and I want full transparency, full honesty. I need the votes from Hugh Douglas and Kyle Quinn. Who won, me or Jolly?
Who won, Kyle?
Oh, you don't want to answer. It means you want to vote Jolly.
You would pass this on to me.
I
just want to know where he's going with it.
I'm biased. I think Painter should go to the bullpen, so I was, you know.
See, I'm not there with it. But
I'm not,
I
I'm
think
not a fair
it's you guys got to remove your bias.
No, see, I can't do it.
That's what I'm saying. I don't want him to go to the bullpen. So you may put it like this. You made a strong argument for what you said, but I don't want him to be in the bullpen.
So I'm fighting an uphill battle because most people don't want him in the bullpen.
Yeah.
So Jolly's on the side people came in wanting anyway. So I get it. I'm fighting an uphill battle. That's all right. We appreciate Jolly.
No, but listen, the debate was invigorating. It was great. You both guys made some valid points. I don't want to put him in the bullpen, though.
I'm with you.
I'm with you reluctantly. Did we like it better in studio? Was it
yes.
more fun?
Yeah. Way better.
I did feel like I got a better gauge on being able to just like we didn't jump on each other as much because I could see when he was.
But
about
it started
to
get that way.
Well, at the end, we had to go back and forth.
it started to get.
Especially when Kyle said no more, and I was like, nah, actually,
Kyle
we got
control.
More to yell about here. All right,
that's the first time I've seen Kyle lose control.
Lost
control of the show.
Yeah, because he made the example. Usually when he puts up the stop sign, I stop running, and this time I just.
I
blew right through the stop sign.
Straight through it.
I was like, nope,
Kyle lost control.
Not going to happen. Okay, Jolly did mention in his one of his rebuttals there that the Phillies could sign David Robertson. That rumor is actually out there. They've had talks with David Robertson, who's had two stints here with the Phillies. He's now 40 years old. He's had a wonderful career. He was still even pretty good last year. I don't know. I mean, if we're looking for 40-year-old relievers off the street, I think we have an issue here. But, okay, if David Robertson wants to come back, I'll try him out. But, Kyle, you said they did sign someone this morning?
Signed Lucas Sims.
Lucas Sims.
Minor league deal.
Yeah, I liked Lucas Sims a few years ago, but he struggled, I would say, for a few years. Most recently, I think he spent a little time this season with the Nationals, and then he kind of fell off there. He's bounced around. He was, I would say, 2 or 3 years ago in Cincinnati, he was quite good. Since then, he's bounced around. Former Braves prospect way back in the day. So Lucas Sims, minor league deal, but I mean, he just pitched to a 13 ERA with the Nats this season. So I'm going to hold my breath on that one. All right, let's get back to the phone lines here. But first, Hugh, can we have a third clue? Can you help the people out?
You need a third clue? I thought those two clues
I don't
were the
need
best.
One. The people need it.
This is good. This one's going. Think about it. Like, okay, I'm going to give y'all a minute just to marinate in this clue that I'm about to give and listen to.
Okay.
The food court is always packed.
The food court is always packed.
Always packed.
Okay. All right. I actually think you've come back to give some good clues today. Because the first one, people were a little upset about.
A chain store, really. See, this is the thing. When you call me mean and hurtful names, you people.
Like idiot. Dope.
Yeah, all of that, you people. That doesn't have the opposite effect that you want it to have. It makes me lean even more into my idiosity.
He's emboldened.
I am
idiosity?
Emboldened. Yeah, I just made it
idiosity.
Up. Rent, hey Kyle, and you know what? I'll come back with my retort. Rent free.
Just and the ambiguity.
Kyle, rent free. Mm-hmm. Y'all do not know how good I sleep at night knowing
with those fans.
Oh, with the industrial fans, the wind tunnel fans, knowing that I'm going to irritate somebody. Every time we do Hughes Clues, somebody's going to be thoroughly irritated with me.
But someone's going to win.
Someone always wins. At the end of the day, somebody always wins. The fact that Jay called it, and Jay usually has ire for you.
Usually, yeah.
He was not happy with me my first clue.
You know, it's funny. I think I found someone that Jay likes less than me, and that's Jolly. He wanted me to beat Jolly.
That too. But yeah, he didn't have no ire for you. And he was thoroughly irritated with me and my first clue.
It was a refreshing call from Jay. It was fun actually.
No, it was just that it wasn't about you today. It was about me and Jolly. It was about two different people.
Yeah, it was. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. Jim in Springfield's up. Hey, Jim.
Jim.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mom was too big.
Jim going once. Twice.
Jim in Springfield, not up.
G-Money in Delaware. Hey, G-Money.
G-Money.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's up, CMB? G-Money?
You know, I thought I had you on that Hughes Clues, but I got to change up since you said a food court.
What you got there, G-Money? Put your money where your mouth is.
Oh, man. It's got to be a mall, right?
Don't be trying to get another clue.
That's your guess.
G-Money, come on now.
What mall? Let me think. I'll go with Christiana Mall.
It's a fun guess, but not it, G-Money.
G-Money really thought he had it, though.
He was telling his friends, I got it. Listen, I got it.
He thought he was about to get that gas money.
Man, listen, I need that, but it's all good.
That was a good guess, though.
All right, Cheap Money, what do you think about Tush Push? Is it gone?
Well, this is the thing. There's a cost that comes with winning. And unfortunately, because we won the Super Bowl, now all the haters are showing up. So
yeah, I
think
that
I'm trying to think positive. I'm hoping that by them banning it, which I do believe they're going to do, it's going to release the Kraken, man. I believe that that we're going to be so pissed off as fans and as players that, man, next year we're going to come back with such an intensity. And, you know, it's kind of like when I grew up and you be in a fight and you beat the guy up and then he sends his big brother to jump in and you beat him up. That kind of scenario. They had to call the league. They had to call the league on us, bro, to shut us down. They had to call Goodell on us to shut us down. So my thing is, man, I'm hoping that it will be a backfire. You know what I mean? I hope that it backfires on. We come back stronger than ever. I hope we release the Kraken on them next year, bro.
The revenge tour, G-Money. We're going after all of them.
Yes, sir. We'll show them.
I like that.
You imagine the trash they be talking?
Yep.
Oh, you guys had to ban us. You had to try to, you know, do whatever you could, especially when Green Bay comes to town. I can't wait for Green Bay to come to town.
Well, we go there this year, so we'll beat them there. G-Money, good phone call. Yeah, we have the enemies of the Tush Push. We know the names. And we also had this from Diana Rossini. She said she spoke to a GM on the Tush Push thing, and apparently part of the reasoning that the Packers may have been the team here that pushed this, no pun intended, is because Green Bay is the only team in the NFL without a principal owner. So the GM she spoke to believes the Packers proposing the rule change softens the appearance that another owner is against the play, even if other team supporters. You know what?
So they say it's another owner wants it, but the collective... The collective of the people, they can say whatever. The Green Bay wanted it.
And they don't even have an owner.
Yeah. So they can't blame it on just one person.
It feels like a real Goodell thing. Hey, Green Bay, you guys proposed this. Then no one could be mad at any of the owners. It's amazing the lengths they're going to get this thing pushed. Pushing the vote back a month, having Green Bay be the team that does it. I mean, it's petty stuff by Roger Goodell. It really
Super
is.
Super petty.
Tom in Norristown. Hey, Tom.
Yeah, I think the Tush Push stays.
How come?
Oh my goodness.
Well, simply, I think the revision actually hurts the other teams more. So, and plus, I think Howie, being that it's only they only have to sway eight teams have to say they want to keep it.
Mm-hmm.
I think Howie can sway one or two teams our way.
That's what he's trying to do now. That's why they had the phone call.
He's calling around.
I think the vote's close enough. So I have faith in Howie that push the two teams that they probably need to lean our way.
So I hope you're right. And Tom, I do think the new language is interesting because Kyle had the same thought that maybe the new language actually makes it less likely teams vote for it. I'm just not – like, how is Howie going to sway people? Like, why would I want to help Howie out
here? Because technically, Howie just has to have two more teams say, you know what, screw the other guy.
Yeah.
But if you look at a guy on the, you know, 9 yards, he gets 9 yards. Offensive lineman bumps him forward 1 yard.
You can't do it anymore, right?
Yeah, that happens a lot, though.
It does.
And so I think if he pushes the couple flaws that you can see in the band, I think he can do it.
Well, I hope, Tom, I hope you're right. And if he does it, we're going to be in good shape to keep this thing. Tom, what do you got for us? What's your guess for Hughes Clues?
Costco.
Nailed it, Tom.
I had that answer like 2 hours ago.
Is that right?
Oh, he had it.
The minute you said it, I knew what it was. Because the first time I walked in Costco, I was overwhelmed.
It's an overwhelming place, man.
What'd you go get?
I went to get, I got some chicken. This weekend, they got these bags of chicken that you boil the bags and you put them in the hot water and you boil them.
Do you eat glizzies?
It's like protein. I did not get a glizzy.
But the glizzies, they're only $1.50.
$1.50. You get $1.50 for a glizzy and a soda.
Their CEO said they will never raise the price.
Yeah. And here's the thing that got me about Costco. People don't know the word excuse me.
Well, like, there's a lot going on.
It was packed.
Yeah.
But it's like, dog, we got these big-ass carts. It's a lot of stuff in the store.
Get that big ass card out the middle of the aisle.
You got to. You might miss something. Then you see a sample you got to go get.
And I spoke in my nice black people voice, and they still had it.
Well, that was very nice of you. All right, coming up on the other side, 215-592-9494. We will have all your phone calls, and we'll hear from Nick Sirianni, Eagles head coach, fresh off his new contract extension on the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.